It's not every day that an entomologist discovers a brand new insect, and University of Alaska Fairbanks graduate student Jill Stockbridge wasn't even looking for one. She was on northern Prince of Wales Island, happily collecting bugs for her master's thesis, which focuses on how logging practices affect beetles and spiders. Stockbridge used a couple different kinds of traps to gather her bugs, and then took all the samples back to Fairbanks to sort and study further. That's when she found it, again and again, a mystery bug.
I didn't even know what it was. I was like, is this, I don't think it's a beetle, I don't think it's a fly, it looks kind of like a flea, but it doesn't look like a flea.
Stockbridge says her advisor, Derek Sykes, was out of town at the time, so she just set the unknown bug aside. When Sykes got back, Stockbridge brought out the insect.
His impression was that he was kind of disappointed in me and just telling me, well, at this point in your career, you should know exactly what it is that you're looking at, and so I felt kind of ashamed.
Sykes, an entomology professor and curator of insects for the UAF Museum, admits he was a little surprised that Stockbridge couldn't figure it out.
You know, I said, what? You don't know the order? And I look at it, and I wasn't sure of what order it was, which really, you know, that's just a real shocker for an entomologist to not really know what order something is.
With so little information about this insect, they turned, like many of us do these days, to social media. Turns out there's a bunch of other bug experts who are on Facebook and often use that tool to identify critters. So Stockbridge and Sykes posted some photos and eventually were able to identify the genus, Carinus.
Then we started figuring there was only one species known from this genus, and that's called Carinus dectes. But since that was found in Oregon and Washington, and that's about a little over 1,000 kilometers away from Prince of Wales Island, we started thinking maybe we have a new species, so we should start doing some work on it.
They did some genetic comparisons and found a 7% difference. Stockbridge says that's in the gray area when determining whether you're looking at a separate species. Then they examined it under a microscope to look for clear physical differences, but that didn't really tell them much either.
So I signed up for a scanning electron microscope class, and it was a type of microscope that lets you get really up close to these insects so that you can try to find really tiny differences.
With the help of that extreme close-up view, Stockbridge determined that the two species do have some obvious differences. The males have different numbers of lenses in their eyes, and the females from Prince of Wales have a shallow notch on their bodies, while the Oregon version has a deep one. It's not a huge difference, but it's enough.
So, yeah, and from there, we just decided, well, what do we want to name it? And at first, I wanted to name it after myself, but then my advisor was like, well, that's kind of arrogant.
So instead, they decided to honor the native tribes of the island and use the Tlingit word for ancient, Klagu, an appropriate name for a very old species. At first glance, the Klagu could easily be mistaken for a flea. They even hop when you touch them. But don't worry, they eat liverwort, moss-like vegetation, rather than blood. Sykes says the similarities are striking enough that the new bug might be a long-lost relative of the modern bloodsucker.
It's about the same size as a flea, shape, color, but it's not a parasite, right? So it's a wild plant feeding, probably close relative to the fleas.
They sent some samples to another lab, which will look more closely at the possible relationship. Sykes notes that this new bug is among 300 species of arthropods that are found only in Alaska. More than that, so far, Carinus clagu has been found only on Prince of Wales Island. But he says now they know what to look for and how to collect it.
So now that we know how to find them, we can expand the search and look at other islands in Southeast, look on the mainland, and just see how far and wide it's distributed. I expect it's probably distributed much wider than just the north of Prince of Wales where we found it. I should hope so.
POW does have some special characteristics, though. Some species found there suggest that when the rest of Southeast was buried under ice, there were pockets of open land, allowing bugs such as the Jurassic Age Carinus clagu to survive glaciation. Stockbridge collected the bugs over 4 summers. During her annual trips to POW, Stockbridge stayed in Kaufman Cove, which she says welcomed her warmly.
Anytime I visit there, they always say, oh, the bug lady's back. So that's my name. Down there is the bug lady.
The bug lady says the discovery of Carinus clagu will form an interesting chapter in her master's thesis, which she hopes will be done in time for her to graduate next spring. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.